I had this realization last night. The only thing standing between me and the airplane I want to buy is calls mostly. It's pipeline secondarily.
Right. You gotta lay pipe.
Huh? That's what I was doing all day. I was just laying pipe.
Come on.
Don't let your kids watch it.
I went to a Founders podcast, David Senra and Patrick O'Shaughnessy. Big event. There's not too much jazz there. Like, you go, it's a live podcast. It was cool. There were a lot of people who sold out. It was like, oh, that's awesome that you can kind of like generate that much of a fan base.
My bad, dude.
Whoa.
Who are you laughing at? What? Who are you laughing at?
When you said fan base, I thought about the 400 people that watch this podcast on YouTube each day. And I cacked.
Dude, I looked at the comments. I don't normally look at the comments. I looked at the comments this morning.
Same.
And one was like, one was like, who the f*** watches these?
I saw the same one. Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense. We're back at it again, Pop. October 24th.
I almost had the tea to do a that. Yeah, no, dude, couldn't commit.
No, that's fine.
Couldn't commit, dude.
That's fine. Halfway there. I would like to just kick things off where we left off yesterday. Both you and I, post pod, were addressing an elephant in the room, and the elephant in the room was the title of the last three podcast episodes. So let me just run through these. 4 days ago, we've got the bloody nose Gaddafi. Okay. Then the next episode, we left off on video equals clipped.
Mm-hmm.
Future was bright. Yesterday, we're drowning in a puddle. And today, Pop, today we're two ships in the day and the nighttime. And the nighttime. Right. So that's just the bipolar elephant in the room that I thought needed to be addressed.
I got that Pirates of the Caribbean ghost ship, the dead one that like goes under the sea. That's my ship, and I get frustrated because you're just sailing a normal ship, and I'm like, dude, can you please clock in at 6 p.m.? And you're like, no, dude, I clocked in at 9 a.m. And so we're trying to run a business, but we got two people on totally different schedules. I'm on Filipino time.
Right. And then We've got our entire. So there's you and me that are two Pirates of the Caribbean ships in the day and the night, plus an entire team of people I don't talk to on the other side of the planet. Async.
Right. Right. Well, I've been call guy after like, dude, I've been hitting all parts of the globe because my calls. For some reason, the majority, I don't know, like a large part of our audience or like the people that want to buy from us are in England. I talked to a guy today
from London.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like literally the majority of my calls. And everyone knows
old,
I'm call guy.
10-year-old and
those are all
wankers.
That's our. So I have like anywhere from 10:30 a.m. Through like about 6 p.m. on calls. And then like once you get off the calls, then you got to like do arranging and stuff. And then I'm somehow up working till 3 a.m. So, but then because I'm up that late, then I got to like sleep in and then it fucks up my whole, and we're fucking sailing two ships in the night. So that's how it goes. Good and bad though. The good news is calls work. Well, so literally today, I just got off a call with this guy who's basically like, he DM'd me a year ago because he saw like Sam and Sean's edits or something. I don't even think it was ours, to be honest. I think no one ever knew when we stopped working on their stuff, so we just got like credit for a lot of other stuff. But basically, he hit me up because he saw one of our posts, and he's like, "Yeah, like this is what we're trying to do." And I'm like, "Oh, awesome! Let's hop on a call and like talk more detail." And he's like, hop on a call? I thought you were no calls guy. Like, oh dude, you missed. This is my bad. I didn't publicize my rebrand. I'm calls guy. So that's what I've been doing. I kind of had to explain, like, yeah, it just helps us like figure out what people actually want, because calls are good if you want to run a good company.
The incongruency. Yeah, we're in the season of calls. I had this realization last night that the only thing standing between me and the airplane I want to buy is calls mostly.
Mm.
It's calls mostly. It's pipeline and, secondarily.
Right. You got to light pipe.
Ah! Ah! That was the thread. Let me mark that one off. It's, well, that's what I was doing all day. I was just laying pipe. And for the adults in the audience, that means
dude, there's
we're
not
actually putting together a proper pipeline, running a funnel, running the sequence, doing... That's the other thing I was up early doing this morning was reading... Well, I'm taking this... Pat Walls from Starter Story let me into his like lean email marketing course. And then I was also reading an email marketing book. Just like... Our path to actually having money in our bank account is so straightforward.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of capturing it. So.
Well, one, there are two things. All right, dude, I'm going to transition. Whoa, I turned into a lisp. Transition this into another thing that I've been doing. so one, current season is calls guy. Past season, last season, was world tour. I was on the conference tour, and I thought I had retired, but it turns out I came out of retirement. Now, what is this out of retirement, you might be asking? I went to a founders podcast, David Senra and Patrick O'Shaughnessy, big event. It was like, hey, we're going to have a live podcast, and you can go to this like meet and greet beforehand to meet David Senra and... Jeremy Giffen and Patrick O'Shaughnessy. so, hey, there's not too much jazz there. Like, you go, it's a live podcast. It was cool. There were a lot of people who sold out. It was like, oh, that's awesome that you can kind of, like, generate that much of a fan base. But it was...
My bad, dude.
Whoa.
When you said fan base, I thought about the 400 people that watch this podcast on YouTube each day. And I cacked.
Dude, I looked at the comments. I don't normally look at the comments. I looked at the comments this morning.
Same.
And one was like, one was like, who the fuck watches these?
I saw the like, same one. Which is also a bummer because I never look at the comments. I actually saw like two on the video. I think it was the, yeah, I don't know. I saw two. I never look and I saw two that were just like... What is
yeah,
this?
What one was like, this dude gets millions of views on his shorts and he has 400 I was like, oh, that's my bad. It's a for us thing. But the reason why I know it's going to pop off when we start animating some clips. And actually, I'll come back to Senra in a second. But there was this one clip that I saw this morning on my YouTube shorts that was, you know, that Goggins clip I saw? Oh. It was like red Mars or something. I forget the title of it. But it was like Elon and a bunch of like popular people. Dude, get it together.
I'm thinking of other cacks, dude. Red and Ruined. Well, we can go to that next.
Dude, I don't know what we got to do with you. See, this is what I have to put up with. Like the only FaceTime I get with Henry, he's fucking doing.
Because I've been staring at a computer for 8 hours straight, hours straight.
You've been on calls. What was my point? Basically a really cool like animated short, and I ended up watching the long form, and then I just binged a bunch of the long form on this channel because I'm like, these guys are hilarious. It was like Stepmates or something. Yeah. I think they're guys from Australia, but hilarious longs. I don't know how many you saw, but the short was sick too.
None so far.
So I think the funnel is gonna work. The funnel's gonna work. We just have really shitty thumbnails and titles and no agenda with this thing. So no one, like, for example, the one person that watched this, our friend Nick Gray, he commented too. He's like, oh, I love this. He was basically like, dude, I showed up for the title and thumbnail, which was I went to Andrew Wilkinson's $5,000 mastermind or whatever. And he's like, I came for that. Didn't get any of that, really. it was only like the last 5 minutes. All I heard was like you shit talking one of your friends and then talking about how good the water was in British Columbia.
Oh, then I'll find the exact one because his the way he put it was funny. Click to hear about the Andrew Wilkinson mastermind and had to listen to you talk about water. I love BC for the OG listeners. Hotels, gorilla shirts, and more for 35 minutes. Thanks. But the point is, right? He stayed for 35 minutes. Like, it's sticky. Or at least that's the confirmation bias I'm taking.
Dude, I hope, I hope someone's stuck somewhere. Because we're still going
to
be here.
Nick Gray to the wall.
So, dude, is this too late for you? Maybe.
Force him. Stick him to the wall. Force him to listen to our podcast.
That's pretty much what happens.
So,
yeah,
Senra.
So we're going to get some more super glue and just get everyone. But Senra, okay. So, podcast dude, he's a fucking animal, like absolute animal. He was just on stage talking for the majority of the like 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't get out much.
No, he doesn't. And he dragged Patrick O'Shaughnessy out because Patrick doesn't like doing events. But Senra's like, no, dude, I want this. So they made it happen. That was all fine and good. But basically, like all the value of this little event, like wasn't watching it. It wasn't like seeing what's on stage. It's what was happening outside the event.
Outside, inside. Dude. That's a mental model from the podcast. If people listen to the All In episodes.
Yeah.
Outside versus inside.
But I think what we realized is it's the excuse to get people together. Because what happened outside, basically like outside the actual space, it was still related to it. But like we get to meet Jeremy Giffen. We've been kind of like fanboying ever since his episode of Invest Like the Best. And he was just cool. It was cool. I just saw his tweet this morning. So it just made me think of it.
Let's do interactive. Let me guess. You went up and talked to him?
It was a big fan? No. Well, it wasn't that because he actually knew Zach, who's behind me. He knew Zach from Twitter. And so he kind of like came up and already knew us or not me. Knew him. I should say him. A thread with nothing, dude. My bad. You had some red ruins. I don't know if you want to talk about that. I got a couple of things.
You got a couple of things. That's good because I thought you had zero.
I will tell you, podcasts over 30 minutes are really dangerous. So these Nug episodes are nice.
Yeah, the Nug episode continues. I just wanted to give the audience a house cleaners update because I know we talked a couple episodes ago about how I was going to delegate out my house cleaning because I basically spent all weekend doing cleaning and laundry. And Athena and I were in Santa Fe for the weekend. So I was like, all right, this is going to be a great first test because we are literally not there for the weekend. So for $100, can I pay? This person comes, they let themselves in, they wash the apartment and they do the laundry. And then we come home, it's Sunday evening, it's late, and everything's done for us. Mm-hmm. And so we come home, everything is spotless. The clothes are clean and they're folded. The only problem was half the clothes were put in the wrong dressers because she has no clue where they go.
Right.
The other half of the clothes were red and ruined. Okay.
That's 100%.
Which
that's not good.
It's not good. It's a
red and ruined. How's that happen? I thought we broke down that myth about the mixing colors and whites.
Yeah, so it's definitely not a myth. It was actually our mistake. There was a new sweater that Athena got that was super red, and she wore it. And at the end of the day, she was like, "Huh, this super red sweater turned my white under tank top I was wearing a light pink."
Oh.
And we're like, okay. And I guess she just put it in the laundry. And then, so I would have made the same mistake if I did the laundry and the red was in there. It would have ruined the clothes. So it's not totally on the housekeeper. It was just funny that half the clothes were in the wrong place. The other half were ruined. And actually, that's tangential to a thread on here that we've been talking about,
wow.
Stitch Fix, right?
Wow, dude, I like when you come ripping.
Because what was ruined was like three of my expensive new Stitch Fix sweaters.
Oh, nice.
So
good luck returning those, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I took the tags off and everything.
Well, I did compliment you because I've been reviewing the pods. It's one of the
many
activities.
That was the sweater.
yeah, it was. You were glowing on the pod with an awesome sweater, and it turns out that was Red Ruined.
So Red and Ruined.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I gotta go, Pop. Can't believe you play soccer, really.